Forward. The arts have a unique ability to serve as a rallying cry for change, with the profound power to disseminate complex messages across large audiences in a common, easy-to-understand manner that inspires people in a way few other things can. There is perhaps no better example of the arts being used to help transform public opinion in a social or political manner than during the women's suffrage movement. Throughout the long and arduous path to victory, the depiction of women and the different perspectives of their roles in society and politics were displayed through literature, poetry, fashion, sculpture, and illustrations, as well as sharply acidic and intentionally divisive cartoons. The National Endowment for the Arts recognizes and applauds how the arts were used to change the narrative about the importance of women's full participation in society and politics. The arts were critical to the ultimate success of the women's suffrage movement. Although the language of the 19th Amendment included all eligible women voters, not all women were, in fact, able to immediately exercise their right to vote, particularly women of color. Still, the amendment's ratification was the most significant step forward in empowering women, giving them the autonomy to play a role in civil rights movements that followed. This book, aptly titled Creativity and Persistence, Art That Fueled the Fight for Women's Suffrage, is designed to commemorate the centennial of the ratification of the 19th Amendment and to remind us all how the arts were used to sway public opinion and help secure the right to vote for women across America. Mary Ann Carter, Chairman, National Endowment for the Arts.